This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Tia Harris, the education assistant at the Rennie Fusner Education Center. There is a huge summer camp that they do every year for kids, and it's very popular, very well attended. Tell us how we can get involved and what it entails.
We have a large summer camp that we do every year. This year is going to be from June 5th to July 27th. You can register for it on our website at FusnerArtMuseum.org. It goes every week, and our weeks are Tuesday from Friday, and we have options for full day, morning or afternoon. We cater for grades pre-K all the way to 7th and 9th grade as well. So we're very excited to have kids from all ages come and have fun at our art museum. And they explore in our area, but they actually travel over to the museum itself once a week. And then they come back and they sketch in their sketchbooks and they have a great time at the education center. They explore all different types of mediums. They have a theme in the morning and then they actually have a medium in the afternoon that they focus on. And each week is specific for the theme and medium. So they switch for every week. So the mediums will be the same for every age group. They are separated by grades. We do pre-K by themselves, and then we have a first and second grade group together. We do a third and fourth grade group together, fifth and sixth grade group together, and then seventh through ninth together as well.
There's just a great opportunity for kids to get involved, get exposed to art, get exposed to creating art. And then do you have a huge art show at the end of the camp?
Yes, and that's what we look forward to the most. Each kid at the end of the week gets to put one piece of art into the art show. And at the very end, we have a large exhibition for all the kids and the parents to attend for the reception at the end of the show. And we display all the artwork. Our camps are separated by week. Each week has a medium in the afternoon and a theme in the morning. We separate them by grade levels. And so we have a pre-K grade level, we have a first and second grade level, we have a third and fourth grade level, a fifth and sixth grade level, and a seventh and ninth grade level. This year, we're doing art adventures. So that means that the kids will be exploring, diving, trekking, and going all around our camp in the education center. So they will be having different mediums in the afternoon and then also different themes in the morning. So our first week, they're going to have explore in the morning. So that means they're going to be using their paintbrushes to exploring different strokes and then different ways to actually use their paintbrushes in different mediums. So they're going to use watercolors, acrylic paints, and use other mediums such as oil pastels to see what the differences are between those two. And then in the afternoon, they're going to be using their sketchbooks. So they might be using the paintbrushes from the morning in their sketchbook in the afternoon. From there, they'll go into a different theme in the next week. So each week has a separate theme for that week. Our registration process is for separate weeks. We have 7 total weeks for our camp. We have a large group of kids that come for our summer camp, and so we need lots of students that come and volunteer for us. The volunteers actually help with the instructors. They take materials for the instructors and prepare for the class lessons ahead of time for them. They help with the students themselves and are an asset for us that we cannot do the camp without. So we're very excited to have volunteers return and have some new ones, hopefully, as well. We also have our museum that we use during our summer camp. Our campers go over to the museum once a week.
So participants can come for just 1 week, or they can come for all the weeks or any combination thereof?
Correct. Yeah, they can come for 1 week or all 7 weeks or however many weeks they're available to do so.
And every week's different.
Yes, exactly. So everything's going to be different. If they do a morning session, it's going to be different from the afternoon session. So that way, if they're there for the full day, they're going to be doing something different from the morning to the afternoon as well. Everything is on our website at FusnerArtMuseum.org.